football on Off the Ball.
It was ferocious, incredible. The intensity from the stands just transmitted itself onto the pitch, and the city couldn't breathe.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Ulster head coach Richie Murphy admits his fear of facing Toulouse this weekend. Jack Crowley on the competition for Ireland's number 10 jersey. And there's a growing campaign to dismiss English RFU chair Bill Sweeney in a row over bonuses. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Ulster head coach Richie Murphy has welcomed back Rob Little to the province. The winger, who scored 19 tries in 65 appearances for Ulster, had left them in 2023, still aged just 26. However, with fit back threes thin on the ground at the moment for Ulster, head coach Richie Murphy says they brought the Banbridge man back on board to help through their injury crisis.
Rob has come in a training capacity over the next couple of weeks in order to see exactly where we are with the back three players. Came in, fitted in like he was never away. I remember him when he was back in the academy, when I used to come up as part of my Irish role. So he came back in, fitted in really well. He's trained this week. He will be released back to his club to play at the weekend. But we just feel like we need another experienced back three sort of in the building over these next couple of weeks.
Murphy, though, has ruled out signing a medical joker in the immediate future, but concedes a worsening of their injury crisis could well force his hand.
No, not at the moment, no. As you said, we brought back in Rob Little for a couple of weeks. We'll see how that progresses. We also have some academy players that we want to try and bring through as well. So between them, at this moment in time, we're actually okay. I suppose if somebody else was to get injured, that could become an issue then.
Ulster will start their Investec Champions Cup pool campaign away to the defending champions and six-time winners Toulouse on Sunday. His international contingent of Cormac Isichuku, Rob Herring, Tom O'Toole, Ian Henderson and Stuart McCloskey have all returned to training with the aim of playing in France. But Murphy concedes Sunday's game is a fixture that still holds some fear for him and his staff.
Well, excitement maybe, but fear probably a little bit. You look at their team, they're 2 and 3 deep international-wise in nearly every position. But there is things in their game that you look at and where there's opportunity. It's whether you can be good enough to be able to take that. But boys have trained well today, prepared well yesterday, trained well today. And we're building towards the weekend. And, European rugby is the pinnacle of the club game still at this moment in time. So we want to go out there and try and do our very best.
And the Ulster head coach says they'll have to make the best use of their squad with a busy period coming between now and the Six Nations.
Every game that we've prepared for, we've looked at the team that we're trying to play against, and we've tried to find a weakness in them in order to try and win the game. In this period from Leinster, Toulouse, Bordeaux, Munster, Connacht, with 3 6-day turnarounds and that, we have to use our squad the best we can. Obviously our squad is depleted a little bit at the moment, but where we can, we have to cut our cloth, and over the next couple of weeks that's going to have to happen. So with selection, but each team that we pick will be a team that we think can compete and try and win, and that's the way we go into those games, very same as probably every other game. It's just a particularly tough period.
Off the Ball is coming to the 3 Olympia this January as we preview the 2025 Guinness Six Nations in the company of some rugby royalty. In the green corner is Off the Ball's Brian O'Driscoll, and in the white corner, England's World Cup winner Austin Healey. England's World Cup squad member Austin... England's 2003 World Cup injury cover but didn't actually play, Austin Healey, with some more special guests to be announced. It's all with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. And we'll have some great prizes on the night, including match tickets for the home games against England and France. Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more.
Off the Ball.
Jack Crowley told Off the Ball that the competition for the starting out half berth is a good thing for Irish rugby. The Munster fly half was pipped to the starting position for last week's win over Australia by Leinster's up-and-comer Sam Prendergast. But speaking on tonight's Off the Ball, Crowley says there's more still to come from him.
I suppose all in all it's exciting, isn't it? Like, to be a part of that. And I've said it before, but I think it can obviously be viewed in one light that it's not a great thing, or it can be viewed in another light that it's a special thing that, you know, Irish rugby is going in the right direction and growing and growing and getting better. And the more competition we can have in each position grows the depth of the squad, it grows the competitiveness of the squad. That spreads out then into the provinces and the talent and the depth grows as well. And then, you know, in competitions, you'll see that with provinces, you know, doing better and better each year and winning things. And I guess that all ties into the Irish rugby element of it. Like we all, you know, obviously the World Cup gone by was disappointing that we didn't get further, because we obviously as a group and as a nation had big ambitions. And going forward, you know, having that healthy competition that we have now is something that will create a real good, strong squad. And I think come around, you know, be it the next World Cup or whatever it might be, whatever next competition we face as a group, that we'll have a really strong squad and one that we're all pushing each other and getting the best out of each other. And then you're going to see unbelievable competitiveness and competition within the squad. I think it's exciting times to come. And like you said, it's all come around quickly. And there's a lot in my game yet to be seen. So I'm excited for that as well.
You can hear that full conversation with Munster's Jack Crowley by becoming an Off the Ball member. Now go to offtheball.com/join to do just that. And in doing so, you can also catch Brian O'Driscoll's latest drop into the studio. Despite the competition of which Crowley speaks, O'Driscoll believes the Irish out halves will find it difficult to break into Andy Farrell's Lions squad next summer.
What do you think of their chances of making a Lions squad next year? Do you think there will be an Ireland 10 in that squad next year? And if so, who do you think it will
right
be?
Right now, no. But I did say, I think that there's way more, there is more chance. Not way more. I think there's more chance of a Sam Prendergast going on it. But I think it'll be experience there. I think I wouldn't be surprised if Owen Farrell went. I think, you know, if I was Andy, I wouldn't be picking Sam Prendergast next year. I'd be picking Owen ahead of Crowley, and I'd be picking Marcus Smith and Finn Russell, or I'd also be picking George Ford ahead of our guys right now.
They have a bit to do in March.
It's just there's so much experience. Like I do think there's a huge amount in that. There's a hell of a lot counts on that experience of being there before and understanding the workings of it. And these, you know, young Irish 10s are finding that out in real time, and they'll be better for it. But I do think it's that a lot to expect immediately that they should have all the answers right now. Yeah, on the out half question, I think there's a good few in front. There's four in front of either of our lads.
I love the Owen Farrell shout. I wonder, is Andy Farrell the worst person in the world for Owen Farrell's chances in this next tour? Is there a part of him that's thinking, God, I can't do this, even though clearly, pound for pound, he is absolutely one of the best number 10 still playing in either of the islands?
Yeah, it's a really tough one. It's a really, really tough call to make, because no matter what, it will be seen as nepotism, you know, it will. But good nepotism, you know, favourable nepotism, because I know what Owen Farrell can deliver and how he'd be in an environment, and I'm sure he'd be delighted to go, and he'd drive the standard of the other 10s as well, and making sure they got the most out of themselves too. He's definitely in the top four 10s conversation. No doubt.
Finally, the chairman and chief executive of the English RFU could both be deposed early next year. Tom Iloub and Bill Sweeney have come under fire in a row over bonuses paid to the union's top brass, despite a record-breaking loss of £37.9 million in their last annual accounts. Sweeney was paid a salary of £1.1 million of which included an extra performance bonus of £358,000. Five other executive directors split a bonus of almost £1 million between them. All of that came despite that giant hole in the RFU's accounts and 42 redundancies. The Telegraph say more than 20 RFU council members have supported a call for an emergency council meeting at which the futures of Sweeney and Aloob will be discussed. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you. Thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.